Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm so glad to be joined now by Joe Concha, the media reporter for The Hill. Joe, good morning.
You guys got O'Reilly, huh?
Oh, yeah. So stay tuned for that. You'll have some media reporting to do at 8:35 this morning. I'd like to talk to you about this, all these sex scandals broadly. We just heard the Matt Lauer apology. He's, you know, kind of given the sort of the canned response. He has to take time to work on himself. What have you made of the way that this has transpired over the last 24 hours? And in this industry in which we've heard for, actually, I'm sure you have for so long about guys like Matt, why is it all of a sudden just now that this is happening?
Oh, not just this industry, Vince. I mean, we got entertainment, obviously, with the Weinsteins and the Spaceys and the Louis C.K.'s. You got in media, obviously, you started with O'Reilly and Ailes, but then it stopped, right? And I figured it would cascade maybe from that point, but that became a narrative about Fox has a problem. It's a culture problem at Fox. Look how horrible things are over there. And as Melissa Francis pointed out a couple months later, she says, you know what? I worked at other networks. Their day is coming. I know the managers there. I know the on-air people there. I know that they know that there are sexual predators at those networks as well, those publications, and their time's coming. And sure enough, she couldn't have been any more right.
Didn't you have the same reaction? I mean, as soon as the Fox stuff started breaking, that was one of the first things I thought is like, whoa, these networks should be careful. TV people, I don't know, there's a lot going on throughout the entire industry.
Well, they all have something in common, whether we're talking about media, entertainment, politics. And that is, like, my dad is an accountant, right? He's 74. He still works full-time. And he passed the Series 7, and then he got hired. Or my wife is a doctor, and she passed the boards, and she got hired. In other words, it's a pretty automatic thing. Not automatic, but there's a very good chance that when you pass certain boards or tests, you're going to get hired somewhere. If you work in media or Hollywood, politics, it's all subjective towards somebody above you, way above you, liking you and taking you on, being your champion and promoting you. Pure talent and hard work pays off, sure, in some instances, but probably like 5%. The other times, it's a political game, and in all these industries, unfortunately, you have powerful men running them, and they're preying on the powerless, young women trying to get ahead, ultra-competitive in media. We all know that and working in it, and obviously these women were exploited. So we see that this is a problem across the board and not just at one network, and we're going to hear something, guys, I guarantee you, because The Hill ran a poll from Quinnipiac last week. 69% of all women voters in that poll say they were sexually harassed in the workplace. That's tens of millions of people. So expect to hear a name called out every day for the next several months. We just had three yesterday alone, right? You had Lauer, you had NPR with his name is escaping me. I'm sorry, I never listened to the Prairie
Garrison
Show.
Garrison Keillor.
Thank you. And we had a producer from CNN, a senior producer at CNN that works for Jake Tapper's show. They got rid of pretty quickly once they heard what was going on there. So that's just three in one day. I guarantee you probably by the end of the day you're going to hear about somebody else in one of those three industries that I just talked about being called out for sexual harassment.
You know, but there are people now who are starting to push back and saying, wait a minute, maybe this is going too far. One of the women who accused the gentleman from NPR, said, well, he gave me unsolicited gifts and unwanted attention, and it made me feel uncomfortable. Okay, so is that sexual harassment? People hear that, and I think they're starting to question the line. And Geraldo yesterday, I don't know if you saw his tweets, he tweeted out and said, sad about Matt Lauer, great guy, highly skilled and empathetic with guests and a real gentleman
flirty
to my
business.
Family and me. News is a flirty business, and it seems like a current epidemic of sex harassment allegations may be criminalizing courtship and conflating it with predation.
Yeah, and then Geraldo, you know, the Twitter mob came and he was shamed into making an apology. That's the problem. Like, I bought up, I was on Sean Hannity's radio show yesterday, and I said I'm worried in 2018 and 2020 that there are some very dark places in political strategy rooms that are going to use this, a very rightful cause that's going on right now, a sexual rights revolution, and exploit it to try to take out opponents by throwing enough money and enough strategy into creating false accusations. Right, and I said, this may be weaponized, right, because we see how effective it is now in real accusations in real time. And, of course, Media Matters, which is a whole special sort of smear campaign, said that I was saying that I'm worried that all these allegations are being made now to be used weaponized.
Well,
I mean,
they're
so
disgusting
dishonest.
Hacks. Yeah,
you know.
So,
but that's something I worry about. I agree with you that this could be something in the future that, for all the wrong reasons, is going to be exploited to try to take out a point.
I want to shift gears to a very important media story that popped up yesterday. The New York Times opinion account began tweeting pure political activism yesterday on behalf of the editorial board of the New York Times, calling on readers to call their lawmakers to destroy the Republican tax bill. And the New York Times saying, look, this is a wall of separation. This is the opinion side of the House rather than the news side of the House. What did you make of that?
Oh, I tweeted out about that. I mean, it's not like they said, vote against this tax bill because it's bad, and they wrote an editorial about it. Fine. we see that every day. They're actually putting up phone numbers of Senate offices of Republicans that they see being on the fence and saying, you have to stop this tax bill because it's bad. I've never seen that from an editorial page before of prominence like the New York Times to take over a Twitter account and become activists. And that's what they became, political activists. So, you know, the New York Times, please, just like some other on-air publications or shows, stop pretending that you're objective. You clearly just crossed the line there and just say, look, we are the anti-Trump paper. Come to us if you want anti-Trump news,
right,
anti-Republican news. And I will be so respectful of that because at least you're being honest, finally.
And if you have a New York Times subscription, get a load of what you're subsidizing.
Load is probably the operative word there, yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you, as always, Joe. Look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.